אחס פסח סמנטף מהמאיס איף גמור
קודם זמן יסוי יוכל השליחו במקום שאוהב ומצוי נשאר פרוד זמן יסוי you can throw it to a place where the birds are going to eat it up אם מצוי אחר זמן יסוי שלא יכלו אוהב אם you find that there was left over the birds didn't eat you find after the זמן יסוי that there's still bread there אף על פי שהמקום הפקר right לא ינחנו שם בליב הרנו Even though it's a makom hepka, it's not your rishus. Still, since you put the bread there, you should be mevar it. Yim loy matzah chametz kishabadak. If you did not find chametz when you did bedika, yisayf a kli shalokach la bedika. Burn the kli that you took to the bedika, kedei shalichka chayves beer. Wow. What an interesting din. A person took, I don't know, like a little cup or something to go to Bidika's chametz, and whatever he's going to find, he's going to put into that cup. Or bag or whatever, and he found nothing. So he should burn the bag, so that at least he'll remember the chavis beer. Zok the Mishnah Berurah koydim zmani suroi, delachas zmani suroi l'mahani sheyafkiroi. After zmani suroi, it's not enough to be mafkirit. Shari v'labach he hoytzei kasim eshusoi v'asara banoah. Because anyway, it's not near eshus; it's also banoah. Yeah, it's anybody else of Anoa. Elowat, the Torah is putting it back into your Rishos. So it's not gonna, you're not going to gain anything by putting it into a Makom Hefker, because you're still back where you started. The Torah is, it's no worse than what it was before. You must destroy it. The Makom Shav Mitzuyim, Metalin and Shiochlu, we assume they ate it. Vain La'el, Shatachlu Das Kamachoyin, the Dinza Eil, Elo Berchoy, Shemokoy Mefker, only in the place of Hefker, Veloy Bechatzero. You cannot rely on the birds in your own chutz. Eliva.
So I said beforehand, Shabbat Haki Hotzia Katun in Yeshus.
Yeah.
But that Katun thought puts it into your Yeshus.
Yeah, meaning it was already out of your Yeshus and the Torah puts it back in anyway. Right? Hotzia Katun means the Yisra No. The Torah took it out of your Yeshus with Yisra No. Then because by Ra, the Torah puts it back in. So if you put it in a Makam Hefker, so the Torah is still going to put it back in. You didn't gain anything. This is an important thing though, you're saying, that you can't do this in your own chatzah, this thing with the birds. Only in the rechoyim. Eli yivarenu v'achoyim chayukun azeh. Achoyim argue. Dimefkiroi uzrokoi lomkoyim hepki koyim uzman iser, shuv eino lo v'choyim is beer. Which requires a simon tov lamed gimel. Meaning you don't have to go back and find and see if there's a. You have no more. Once you put it there, you have no more chayvus beer. So if there's something still there on the street that the birds didn't eat, so they hold you have no chayv to burn it. But you're close to the same time, top lamed gimel. The age mitzanded in the forest, the gam da shochnarachenu, el demaya begavna achrito, ayin v'magad avram, v'chok yankiv. They have some other explanation for this halach in Mechaber. You have to be mafkarit. Even though you put it out in the street, you still have to be mafkarit. You have to make a vittel. The lawyer bedaitu shmishas hefker lachzor this koyis pola achar pesach, and you can't have das to get it back after pesach. Shmish bedaitu came, eino hefker gomer kol zman shel zoch bo acher. If your das is to pick it up after pesach, it's not a full hefker. He's not talking about bitter over here, he's talking about doing hefker as a means of beer. I think. Okay. Fine. Zok Mishabura Yotzianu, but Salomi Yotzianu Mishusum Yach, Layovali Mikshal Chilo Kodim Abir. take it out from the Rishus immediately, and then be mevarit. V'yavrenu miyad v'imtzorach levarich abirachom v'tzeichu shechivar b'adik v'bitu k'din k'odim Pesach ayin soif tzim dof lamed hei b'mishna buru. What did we say there? If you already did beer and bittul before Pesach and now you're burning it again on Pesach because you found something, do you make a new bracha? So I think we said no, right? You said no? Yeah, lo yivarech. Oh no, that's lachar Pesach. In Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Hay over there. He says, "Al b'diko shabaseicha Pesach tzarich levarich," even though he did bittul before Pesach. But if you already did b'dika and bittul before Pesach, and then you found chametz on Pesach, so then he says, "Yesh deis ben achodim tzarich levarich," to shaylo. Savik brachas lahakil. Yeah. If you already did the bittul on the, you already did everything before Pesach, and now you're doing a beer on Pesach again. So it's a shiloh, but you should make a new bracha again.
And
the din is still a bracha to hakel. What?
Because the beer.
Yeah. But there are a lot of places that say you should make it again. Right, very interesting. Okay. Right, but we pass it not, because since it's a suffix, suffix bracha is a hakel. If you find it on Yom Tov, maybe you'll come to eat it. The only reason you're allowed to keep it in the house by covering with a kli is because it's good mukta. Yeah, because you can't move it on Yom Tov. The mukta. And then he says you can't burn it in its place either. Meaning, maybe I won't move it. I'll light it on fire right where it is. What's wrong with that? She says, I feel it amazes the chametz kal. Even if you don't move the chametz at all, you can't do that. It's avar shaloi litzorech. Why is it avar shaloi litzorech? Pouring bleach on it? I don't know. Then you're going to lose the mitzvah of burning it after Yom Tov. But he's saying, why don't you just do that? Because it'll be more of a... Sorry, the bleach is also muktzah.
In a fashion that would not be.
I don't know. Okay. Vine, mislim et shechonarek mashma, da'afil b'chamet shaloi bil. Ah, this is a whole shayla. If you remember, when we did the Gemara, there's a shayla in the Rishon, and Rashi was my... Was, what? Yeah, Rashi seemed to say over there, it's only because we did bittul, we didn't do bittul, it might be a different story. So he says like this: we're talking about even if we didn't do bittul. It became chametz on Yom Tov, it was not included in your bittul. You can't be mevatel it, because it didn't become chametz until Yom Tov already. Even though you didn't do a bittul, and this is a bayirah type of chametz right here, still, you're only allowed to cover with a kli. However, many boys can hold. Yeah, this is the Rashi that we saw. It's only a derabanan that you have to get rid of it. Then sogi b'kfiyas kli. Then it's enough to cover it. Our b'chametz shelo bittul. Also, laved by Yirah, the donkey upon him tilted the rabbanim. Then the Yisrael by Yirah would push off the Yisrael muktzah, because the Yisrael muktzah is only the rabbanim. And then you'd have to pick it up and take it out. Yeah. V'alkein mutal tatalo l'shlichu l'nars. You'd have to take it out and either throw it into the river or the Beis HaKisei or the Farub or the Zek L'ruach. Throw it in the wind. V'afil l'sroif mutal l'kama poiskim. Yeah, that was a shayla, what Rashi meant. We had a shayla, what Rashi meant. When Rashi said, it's talking about where you did bittul, did he mean, but if you didn't do bittul, you could do muktzah? Or did he mean even more than that? If you didn't do bittul, you could even burn it. So there's two ways of learning. So there's the three madregas, really. There are poskim that say, even if you didn't do bittul, you can't touch it. Then the poskim that say, no. If you didn't do bittul, you can pick it up and get rid of it. Then the place would say even more than that. If you need to bitter, you can mamish burn it, which is a deraisa. If it's shalom, it's sorry.
Can or should?
It's mutter, I don't know. I guess if you can, then you should. That's the biggest chiddush, though. Right? I feel the soy mutter the kama poiskim. Why? That already gives it a tzarech hayoyim. In other words, I guess, if you did bitter already, it's not such a tzarech hayoyim. But if you didn't do bitter yet, then it already makes it a tzarech hayoyim, and then it becomes like every other avodah that we do the tzarech hayoyim. You're allowed to avodah the tzarech hayoyim on Yom Tov. Right? So it's no worse than that. That's what those points can hold. Well, I guess it is Shavu L'chol Nefesh, because not everybody's in that matzah, but if they would be in that matzah, they would have the same thing. Yeah, it just happens to be. Not everybody's in that matzah right now, but they're all shaykh to that matzah. The Chora, yeah. Yeah. The minhag is that we cover with a kli, even if you didn't do bitta on it. No matter what, all you can do is cover with a kli. Again, it's not so common that you didn't do bitta on it, because the only thing they didn't do bitta on is that was neschametz later on. That's so common. It should happen, but if it happens, we pass it anyway. Just koyfen alav kli. The kamaka meichin the nog is svarach roin and nog. But if the minhag is to do like the last way, which is that if you didn't do bitter on it, you should burn it. So if that's the minhag, then that's also good. They ain't lehem levatel minhagim. They should not be levatel the minhag. So it depends. The chol is a dafka bechametz gomer. Mishum leisa the bayrabi imotze. He's only bechametz gomer because you bayrabi imotze. Aval the tavshul shenasa mishum imotze bechita bechadoyna. If it's not chometz gomer, it's just that there's a little chometz mixed up in it, then everybody holds you have to just cover the kli and wait till after Yom Tov. Even if you found the wheat in the tavshil on the seventh day of Pesach, that if you wait until the eighth day starts, it will be mutter to keep it around. I guess we'll get there. Very interesting. I don't know what he means by that. There's some kind of heter to keep it around on the eighth day. But it's only darabonon. We'll have to see. But then it's a the chometz of manas lekaimoi. So it comes out, he's being matched the chometz of manas lekaimoi. So we leave it there on the seventh day. And he doesn't plan to get a bit of it on the eighth day. So it's his mash of the chometz. Shalom and Asl Varo. We learned that if you mash the chametz on Asl Varo, that was a famous shitas at Tosfos, which the actual Tosfos didn't really get to yet. And that's okay, but over here you're not doing that. I feel like even so, in Levaro Pesach, I feel like the Akum, you should not be Levaro on Pesach. You can take the chita out of the tavshil and burn it, and eat the rest of the tavshil after Pesach. Yeah, so he says even that you should not do.
To take it, not to eat it.
Mean to eat it.
She said, come in my house, take my commentary, and bring it out.
I don't know. Either that or it's a mere lakum, and they didn't mat the mere lakum in this case, because there's other. They didn't mat the mere lakum in this case. Really, would think they did, because if the whole thing is darabonon, usually mere lakum is mutter when it's a darabonon, not a darabonon, especially b'makom mitzvah. Darabonon, b'makom mitzvah. It's usually the classical. So this is that case over here. It's a makom mitzvah, you need to get rid of it. And it's a darabonon because it's only mukta which is darabonon. So why not? Yeah, I'm not sure. Also, it's also to burn it in its place. Because the mish knock in the front of. Oh, one second. If there's a guy here, You could let the guy take it out. Even chometz already did bitter on. They don't talk beer rak midrabanan, which in the tilta they knock you shvus to shvus and mutter makam mitzvah. Oh, this is gewaldig. It's a shvus to shvus but makam mitzvah. The mitzvah is
to get.
Before we saw about burning it, yeah.
Have the guy burn it might be different.
Yeah, that's different because that's already if it's out of tzarich yoyim that's already do rice. It's already do rice. But to be over mukta for you, that you could do. It's a shvus to shvus but makam mitzvah. That's what it is. Ah, very good. Yeah, very good. Before we saw about what? Because mir lakum is the rabbanon, and they matter the mir lakum b'makam the rabbanon and b'makam mitzvah. So we're asking him to do a Rabbanan and it's a Makam Mitzvah. That's like the heter to, if you're having a Shabbos Suda and there's no air conditioning on, so it's mamash killing your everything Shabbos. It's a heter to ask a goy, because most places can hold electricity is Rabbanan, not the Raisa. Even the Chazon Ish might hold it's the Raisa, but most people.
No, but it was done differently in his day.
It was done differently. Yeah. So the
electricity was generated differently in the Chazon Ish's day.
Yeah, so maybe he would agree today, I mean?
Yeah.
Could be. But so that's a derabbanan, under the bonan, makam mitzvah for running Shabbos. So these such a heter. So this is the heter of the year also. Very good. However, that's not the minig. Interesting. It's not the minig to ask the guy to do it. Why not? Zokt the shar tzion oyst tezvav, umishum, he brings in the Magen Avraham. Bring this chametz outside. Like they're trying to like put a curse on me or something, doing witchcraft. Yeah, just bring this piece of bread over to the river and throw it in, and we'll see what happens. Yeah. The Rabbi Kosov, he says a different reason. The chashin shi'chlenu akusi, we're chayish shall eat it. Because you don't walk with him to the wherever he's
still got rid of it.
So what's wrong if he ate it? Yeah. What's wrong if he ate it? Maybe like Tzvi saying, because it's Nisar Noah for you. It's like giving him a matana, which is a Nisar Noah for you.
What's
happening? You
give him
a matana. The guy, he means the guy. A lot of times, in a lot of Poskim, and like even in the times of the Gemara, they said a lot of times they used Kusi instead of Goy. Because the church was always looking for sense of the Gemaras. So he said, God, we're not talking about you guys. We're talking about Kusim, you know, these old idol worshipping Goyim. Really, we're talking about them also, but like, we didn't want them to know that. So Kusim means, like, not a modern day Goy. A lot of times, for censorship reasons, that's why they did the Sanzora. In the Rambam, you find it a lot.
No, but I just 3 hours yesterday.
What is that?
I need to play with it.